Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
That has got to be fake news, and we need to hold people accountable. Let's ask the experts how we can do that. Achmo Berger-Smit is a director of competition law and head of data privacy at Worksmen's Attorneys. Good morning. How are you?
Morning. Well, and you, Howard?
I am well, thank you. So how do we, what are the illegalities around spreading misinformation?
You know, I think if we want to consider this, yes, indeed, we are often confronted with fake news in these modern times we live in. And the term misinformation, we need to understand what we talk about when we talk about misinformation and disinformation.
So, you know,
and I think that is a very important distinction. If we're thinking about disinformation, it actually refers relates to false or manipulative information that is knowingly shared to cause harm, or it's made available with reckless disregard for any likely harm. So that's disinformation. If we talk about misinformation, it is the unintentional dissemination or spreading of false or misleading information. So while we know that, you know, malinformation is truthful information, but it can be represented in a deceptive way in an attempt to mislead. So if we talk about fake news, and it's a term that we widely use, you know, we need to think about the definition, what it actually refers to, and the, you know, whether what is the vulnerable manipulation sitting behind the fake news that we are spreading. So, and we need to look at those distinctions. And if we look at those distinctions and we think about, you know, the intentional spread of false or manipulative information, knowing full well that, you know, it would cause harm, or that it's reckless in the spreading, then we in the sphere and the realm of, you know, is this defamation, is it hate speech, are there possible criminal charges? And I think as South Africans and as the South African community, we need to, again, where we, and the, you and I so often speak about the fact that, you know, what are the things we ought to know, and what do we need to educate ourselves about?
So what you're saying, though, is that we can't really jail our mother-in-law just for sending us something that she thought was true.
Exactly. You know, and what we need to think about is, if you want to send something on social media, because it's so easy to spread news on social media, and, you know, information or opinions that you disagree with or that you necessarily don't find resonance with may not necessarily constitute misinformation or then disinformation. We need to think about this when we talk about the concepts. And you know, if we talk about journalism and in the times we live in, the need for immediate gratification and immediate news, you know, fake news can often be referred to as a dishonest term when indeed, you know, if we talk about fact-based reporting, then, you know, misinformation based on the premise that it doesn't align with your views could arguably not be deemed disinformation, where you've got the intent to mislead. So it becomes you have to break it down in very small pieces to actually understand whether you had the intent to mislead. So the first message, to think before you post anything on social media.
Absolutely. And I think that's actually the simplest rule of the lot. Just consider it. And if it does feel odd, then maybe it is, or maybe just make sure that that you check and you look into it a little bit more, because I think that we sometimes don't give ourselves enough credit. We just see something and we think, nah, this can't be true, and then we forward it anyway. We actually don't rely on our gut as often as much as we should, because we do know we often do know that something is wrong with the story or with this message that we've received.
Yeah, and you know, Howard, also if we think about in the era where we live and social bloggers social bloggers, the potential is so easy to mislead the public, and social bloggers can get into serious trouble. So, you know, if you talk about influencers and bloggers, and especially if they're being paid for the brand and the message they're advertising and the message they're carrying, they must be very sure that they put a disclosure in their communication that they've received something of value in exchange for that content. That is important because it also links to, you know, the Advertising Standards Authority. But, you know, people can get fired for what they post and say on social media. You know, stealing someone's image is theft. And we need to be aware of this. And you can be sued for tweeting a statement that can cause harm to others. So we need to think before we tweet, before we send on a message, before we just share on social media.
As they used to tell us when we were at school, think before you ink. Achmo Burgersmith, Director of Competition Law and Head of Data Privacy at Worksman's Attorney.